Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. We're coming at you today with a little bit of a different vibe, I guess you would call it. But I don't know if anyone follows me on Instagram, but I'm currently sort of living and working from Spain for a month. And so it's been a little difficult scheduling people with the time difference, but it actually works out because my sister is visiting me and she's a huge reality TV fan, watches these shows as much as I do, some of which probably more, to be honest. And so we're having a little wine and we figured let's talk about the latest episode of The Traitors together. But I guess before we dive in, for my listeners, because they definitely do not know who you are, Kelly is her name, and she's my younger sister. And give us a background of like your reality TV experience, like what shows you watch, what are your favorite shows, how long have you been watching and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so as far as reality TV, I like competitive reality TV. So I've been watching Big Brother, Survivor, The Amazing Race. I've pretty much been watching them since they aired, since I was in either elementary or middle school. So I've seen season one of all of them in real time. I've seen them all since. I'm a big Challenge fan as well. So yeah, I mean, I've pretty much seen every season of every episode. My favorite seasons I've seen multiple times. So we were talking, like, you know, I wouldn't say that I know every single thing about every
episode. Yeah, but that's how I am. You don't know everything. Like, you don't remember everything, yeah, but you've seen everything.
I can't even with Survivor. I can't necessarily, I don't know the number of the season necessarily, but I've seen every episode and
yeah,
I've been a big fan. That being said, the Real Housewives side of things, I don't know anything about. I'm more competitive reality TV. So I don't know any of those personalities since before The Traitors. That's all new to me, other than I will say Below Deck and Top Chef
you watch,
are the Bravo shows I watch, but no one here is here from Top Chef. But Below Deck, I am a big fan of. But
yeah, actually, we're the same in the sense, and a lot of my listeners don't watch Bravo either, and some of them do. And I've, like I said, I've dabbled. I definitely watch, you know, Summer House and Vanderpump and all that. But you came in blind even to the Sandoval of it all, right? Which a lot of people also did.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Sandoval this episode because he kind of has a breakout episode. This is kind of like, I don't know, Tom Sandoval's redemption tour. But okay, so you watch all these shows. Give me sort of, in terms of, let's start with Big Brother, like, just so people know, like, what would you consider your favorite season or favorite player? Do you have favorites like that?
Yeah, my favorite player has probably always been Dan Gieseling. I'm a huge Dan fan.
Yeah.
I think I really like the competitive, like, gamer side of these shows and challenges, which is sometimes the manipulation and stuff. But I think he is just the best at it. I love any season that he's been in. Probably like Sharon, I'm also a huge Janelle fan. I love Kesar. I love Brittany. I love Rachel. Derek. I'm a huge Derek fan. I think he is, you know, in some of the later seasons, not that he's later, but I think he's one of the best in those seasons. Yeah, probably similar to what you think.
Yeah, I think we grew up, obviously, we're not that far in age. So like we grew up around the same time, liking the same sorts of people. And I think there is sort of a bias inherently, like not on by our choice, that we sort of like who we also grew up watching. And same thing with Survivor. It's like, you know, I know people either seem to love Boston Rob or hate him, but at the end of the day, like, Boston Rob's a reality TV legend. And so in terms of Survivor, who are some of your favorites or your favorite seasons?
Yeah, I mean, my favorites are ironically Tony,
yeah,
Jeremy, who are two of the ones who obviously got off early. I like, you know, some of the older seasons. I love Tom and Stephanie and the Ian season.
Yes, we both like Palau.
That was a great season.
Because I think we remember watching that together, and that was a very, like, formative for whatever reason, whatever year that
when Ian gave it up.
Yeah, that was like a big moment. And Stephanie was from our hometown, so we were very invested in Palau.
That was a good season. Obviously, like heroes versus villains. I mean, I love Boston Rob. I love Parvati. So
you liked Tyson and Natalie Anderson. Same kind of
Tyson. Natalie's season was great. I love Kelly Wentworth. Some of her moves are some of my favorite. I loved Spencer and Tony's season. That's also really high up there. I loved Spencer in his season. He was that was a great season for me. That was one of the seasons that I felt like was bringing it back to like old Survivor that we hadn't seen for a little bit at that point. So
yeah, the early 20s, I kind of dropped off a little bit, and then I sort of got back in with Kagayan and Blood versus Water and all those.
Yeah, so. Blood versus Water. I love
Natalie. People could relate
to that. Yeah, probably the same ones that you would say.
Okay.
The same ones that I would say.
I will say, like, I've been watching The Challenge since its inception, but and I don't think this is a secret, I've fallen off, but you've actually probably been a bigger Challenge fan than even me lately. Mm-hmm. You still watch it, right?
Yeah, I've probably seen every season like in real time. I mean, maybe not the day.
It's hard to rewatch them because there's so many episodes too.
Yeah, I've seen every episode of The Challenge. So, I mean, Wes is just
What were your thoughts on Wes's game?
Wes is like love and hate. You know, kind of like Johnny Bananas for me. Like he has some seasons where he's better, some seasons where he does stupid things. But overall, just like a very good game player, really fun to watch. He is also, which is why I was excited to see him and Derek. I wish they had kind of more time together because I think they're both like heavy thinkers. And, you know, they would have probably played better, but they didn't really get the chance. But yeah, I mean, Wes is like, you know, love him, hate him. Like sometimes he's with the people I like, sometimes he's against.
Yep.
But, you know, he has won so many times, like he said in the show, the most winning reality competitor on the show because, you know, one, he does them so often, but in all reality, he's just a really good player and really fun to watch. So
yeah, it's so funny. He said he retired, but it's a rumor that he's coming back next season. So it's like,
you know,
he's like Tom Brady.
They all retire.
They all retire.
Yeah.
But again, I don't even hate because there's so much good reality TV competitions now out there and Hulu, Netflix, they're all making them. And so it's having a resurgence and we're seeing these players come from CBS over to Peacock and over to different networks. And I think it's nice because I will never hate on seeing an old school player like play again. Like, I think that's fun. And so, okay, well, diving into this episode of The Traitors, because I know that's what everyone's here for. Okay, well, we start out and it's a murder face-to-face, which I think is super fun. They only had a few options because, what was it? They only had a few options based on the previous episode. And I think those options were Chriselle, Dylan, Carolyn, Dolores. And I want to say it was one other person, but I can't remember at this moment.
Tom Sandoval.
Oh, Tom Sandoval. They ended up, you know, going for Chriselle. Any thoughts on like who they should have went for? Do you think Chriselle was the right move here?
Well, you know, if you're going to say like you want to go for the most faithful, then that would be Chriselle because you knew she was faithful, but she also wasn't silent. You know, even if she was willing to be wrong, like get out her best friend, you know, she's still willing to be vocal about it. And she was trying to play the game. No hate against Dolores, but Dolores is obviously a faithful and I don't see her that much in the episode and I don't know her from before this. So for me, you know, she's kind of consistently been wrong. I remember she was really vocal in the beginning and she was very wrong
about Tony.
And that was, you know, frustrating because I was rooting for Tony. So maybe I'm biased, but, you know, she, if you're going to vote out a faithful because they'll never be evicted at the, or banished, not evicted at the round table, then you want to take out someone like Chriselle for that reason, because she still is playing the game. You could also say the same thing about Dylan, but I think their relationship with Dylan is kind of what saved him and probably has saved him so far in this game, because he's also an obvious faithful who is still playing a very vocal game and really trying to, you know, suss people out. So it does make sense.
Yeah, it's like if Dylan had, and I think low-key Dylan is starting to suspect Danielle. I think we see that. But you're right. Like, he seems to have a working relationship with both Danielle and Carolyn. So I also understand, yes, he's so faithful, like, kill him, murder him. But at the same time, if he's working with you, not against you, like, what's the point? I will say, though, once Dylan seems to be on someone, he's on them. Mm-hmm. Like, he will not let up about Gabby, which I'm not really understanding yet. But so I also, I guess, get their reasoning. And Chrishell, like you said, she's at least she's vocal. So that's the thing. If she's not on your side, she'll still be vocal about it. And like, you know, I thought like, oh, well, Boston Rob seemed to be, they seemed to be close and he just left. So maybe you could scoop her up. But she's kind of a free thinker, her own thinker. She's not someone maybe that could be easily manipulated. So I also understand the reasoning here. But I thought it was fun that they got to do it face to face. Like, it was very like no emotion. Like,
yeah,
here you go. Yeah. You're murdered.
I think they can't really. I don't know if they're going to, but the, you know, the face-to-face where they make you drink the drink or something like that. I mean, that's become too outplayed now. And
you can't do it too much.
Right. In the American version, other versions as well. So like, that's very well known.
Yeah.
So this was a way to still have like a face-to-face, but not make them do a direct kill.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Actually, just real quick on the sidebar, you see sort of like consider yourself more of a casual fan these days than a, you know, a super fan. Mm-hmm. But you do watch international versions of Traitors. Haven't you watched all of them?
Yeah, I think I've seen every, I mean, I've seen the Australian, I've seen the New Zealand, I've seen the UK.
And Canada.
And Canada.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I just like game. I like shows like this. Mafia is one of my favorite games.
Yes.
So this is very Mafia-esque.
Yes,
so.
we have a big brother pool for the last, what, 10 years, yeah. Our family. And so we're very competitive ourselves, even if we're playing like Monopoly or something. And so that makes sense. But yeah, I just wanted to sidebar.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chrishell gets murdered. Let's talk about this mission. I think it's so silly, but it was so entertaining, obviously, yes. The Tom of it all. What did you think of the mission? I admittedly, I have like 3 or 4 episodes of UK left, and I think they do this mission in the UK, but you've seen that. We're not going to talk about spoilers, but like, talk to me about sort of how they performed in the UK versus the US, because you told me it was different.
Yeah. And this is where I am not a super fan, because I don't remember seasons and episodes and stuff. I think it was the UK. They did this exact thing. And she, at the end of the episode, I remember she was like, that seems so hard. And I was like,
it does seem hard.
You know, they just weren't trying other than Tom, because in the UK version, I feel like they did it quickly. Honestly, although maybe that was partially Tom, because when they were even singing it in the backwards way, you could kind of hear what it was supposed to be without even the record player flipping it. So maybe that was, but in the UK version, I think it was, at least they were just trying so hard that they really wanted to bank the money because it's significantly less there, that it seems like they just did it so much easier. They made it seem way harder than I think it needed to be, but also nobody was really trying in this episode.
No, everyone was like, let's get the shield, which is why they need to figure out, they need to look at the game mechanics. And guys, I complain about this I'm so sorry. I know I complain about this all the time, but it's true. Even they're literally showing it now. Sierra's like, I don't care. I'm just getting the shield. Like, no one cares about banking $4,000.
I mean, that's the difference in the US and every other version is that you have these celebrities. I mean, the other ones do have some celebrities like reporters and I remember.
But we're not rich. I'm a reporter. I'm rich. So like, the money is more valuable, obviously.
But the money is less valuable to some of the, I mean, the housewives, I assume they all have money. I don't know. And then there's people like even Derek, where I doubt that he's coming on for the money. Like, he's coming because he wants to probably
win. Yeah.
So they want to, well, I'm sure they care about the money, but they want to win the game. They don't want to come on to a show that they don't have a chance at winning, because it's part of their reputation as well. So somebody, you know, some of the people here, like Brittany's like, I don't care about, you know, the money, because at the end of the day, A, they're getting paid to be there anyway.
Pretty significantly.
They're getting paid to just be there, which is probably not true of the other series. And then, you know, in addition, they just want to get to the end. It's their reputation as game players. And so that's the only component where the US is very different than the other. So what works there might not totally work here.
That's interesting. They're also like setting themselves up for another season of something usually. Like, it's like, okay, what's next? Deal or No Deal Island, you know, Squid Game, whatever.
Their reputation is important. And some of them truly love the gameplay of it.
Yeah.
So they just want to win. So to have a shield, and that's how I would be if I was on Survivor, like to have an idol and be protected is more important than, you know, other things at certain points in the game. So,
good point.
You know.
Okay, actually, well, while we're here and speaking about these Big Brother players, I do want to get your thoughts, because you are a diehard Big Brother fan. Like, I know you don't watch the feeds like you used to. You're not, but you used to listen to Joker, or listen, you used to look up Joker's updates more than me sometimes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, since Derek already left, let's talk about him. I know you mentioned you really liked his game. How did you think he fared here on the Traders?
I think...
Also, I'm drinking a lot more wine than you. Fine.
I think he did really good. I think he was someone who... He had a tough game to play. Like, that's what I was thinking about. Like, they all have different games that they have to play. Like, Derek, they already know he's intelligent. They already know he's going to be good at this. So even if he suspects someone is a traitor, it might be in his best interest not, you know, to keep them and to have them on his side. So he has to come in playing a different game than Danielle or Carolyn or somebody else. And so, you know, same with Boston Rob. Obviously, he can't play the same game as someone else. We already know his personality. We already kind of, you know, it was different with Derek because he wasn't a traitor. But I think he fared well. I mean, he was obviously on to the right people. Yeah. Maybe not Brittany, but
But it also makes sense because Brittany is defending Rob, which was weird to me.
And at some point, you have to suss everyone. And when you know people outside of the game and they're acting differently than how you know them, you know, then that's part of it. So, yeah, I mean, I think he did good. I wish he was there longer. I think he, you know, to see him maybe like come against Carolyn or something would have been really good because I think Carolyn is doing amazing. And
yeah,
I don't see someone getting her. And so someone like Derek would have been maybe that person. It would have taken time, but so we'll just have to see. I mean, I wish Derek was here longer. I wish Tony and Jeremy, I was really upset they left early. I wish they were here longer. But I think he did well. It's kind of like Dan last season.
Yeah.
So,
he's your favorite player too.
Yeah. So it would have been nice to see them play longer, but it's hard. It's a different game. You have to adjust. And then everyone comes in with, you know, preconceived expectations of their personality and who the gamers are. And people know that. So, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. We got to talk about Danielle Reyes. Best Big Brother player to never win. I think that title is still fitting. Okay. I want to make it very clear, regardless of what you think of her Traitors game, she's still the best Big Brother player to never win. And I will stand by that because this is the thing. You can't be good at everything. And some people are. Someone like Boston Rob, you know, maybe going out here isn't that impressive to some people. The threat that he had, the way he came in the game, same with Derek. Like, I just don't compare games the same. Same thing with even Reindeer games. Like, listen, Reindeer Games, give Nicole Franzel all her fucking flowers. She deserved that win. Do I say she won Big Brother twice? No, it's just a different game. She won Reindeer Games. She won Big Brother. It's like same thing with Survivor. They're all different games and people have their strengths and weaknesses. And I think Danielle Reyes, like maybe this isn't her perfect game. Obviously, people are very critical of it. But, you know, she's still the best Big Brother player to ever win. And I'm curious, like, what are your thoughts on Danielle's game? Because obviously she's taken some heat, but she's still there and she's still making good television.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do a ton of like Googling and looking up stuff after. So the heat that she gets like outside, I mean, you've told me about it.
Yeah, you're immune to that stuff.
I'm afraid to get spoiled. I don't want to get spoiled. So I don't look up too much after until the whole season is over, maybe. No, I mean, I loved her in Big Brother. We haven't seen her in a while. Obviously, then she did Reindeer Games. And it's, you know, you don't know what to expect in someone you haven't seen in a long time play. I think that this just wasn't like, you know, it wasn't her best, right? Like she's all over the place. Like Carolyn is chaos and we love that and we know that. And she's always chaos and that's her consistent. Danielle is just up and down, you know, one second she is taking the shield to give it to another person and then taking it and giving it to another person and not even the person like Derek that she's really good friends with. Like it's just stuff that absolutely doesn't make sense. And there's no way like a traitor or a faithful would behave like that, right? Like, why would it, if you're not going to take a shield for yourself, which is insane, you should always take the shield for yourself, then you would give it to your friend Derek and you certainly wouldn't take it from him. So she's just doing chaotic things and it doesn't fit her personality. And it's just very inconsistent from episode to episode. So it's like this episode, she's doing this and we can talk more about her and Carolyn.
Yeah.
But that's the same kind of thing. I mean, she, You know, she went against Boston Rob and Carolyn almost immediately, which is fair for Boston Rob. You know, you want to keep him, your eyes on him. And then she begged them for forgiveness. And then she's doing the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So like what she did with Carolyn, I think we talked about it. She said, you know, please forgive me. I want a fresh start. And then, you know, Carolyn goes, okay, great. Like, let's try this. And then she said, you know, oh, who got the shield? And she goes, I'll tell you later.
Oh, you that know? Moment.
Like, that's the kind of thing of, you know, you say that you're going to be loyal. You say you're starting fresh. And then, you know, you don't even tell her who has the shield in real time. That would piss me off. And then the other thing she did at the end of the episode, which we're not there yet, is then, oh, well, let's recruit Brittany. I mean, come on, Danielle. Like, that's the traitor side. And Carolyn knows she's a traitor, so it's not that's really true. What you asked me. But that's what we're seeing in her gameplay. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And she's not consistent. And I love her. So
yeah, you know,
I wish that it was different. But I just don't think this is her strong suit.
Well, you've said so many interesting things that I want to talk about. I mean, okay, yeah. So Danielle, like, again, so I just rewatched season 7 because if you haven't checked it out, I'm on RHAP this week, recapping season 7 of BB All-Stars with Taryn. So definitely go check that out. But it was interesting because I got to rewatch, well, one, Dr. Will on Deal or No Deal Island and compare those games, which, spoiler alert, he's the same guy. He's always been the same guy for 20 years. I promise you, he's the same guy in real life. And same thing with Danielle, like Danielle played, she's an aggressive player, but she also knows when to strike. Like in Big Brother 7, she, you know, she got in trouble early, but then laid back. Like, she's very strategic. And I agree. I think starting out as a traitor, yes, obviously it's an advantage, but it does put a lot of pressure on you to like make moves and make the right movement. And maybe she is doing a little bit too much, but I do think she's starting to see the error of her ways, and that's why she's trying to get Carolyn back on her side. Like, so yeah, everything people are saying about Danielle, like, I get it. And even Danielle is pretty self-aware. I know her. She's even posting on Instagram, like, guys, I get it. But like, also, like, there's a method to my madness. And so we'll see how it plays out. You know, people are pretty critical of her, but listen, this game is hard. It's not, I mean, we see people go in there and they just, it's hard to play the game that you, especially it's a faster paced game. It's not Big Brother. It's 3 months, right?
And even like, you know, you could say that about Dan Giesling. It doesn't take away from the stuff that he did in Big Brother, which is like, you know, the funeral. I mean, some of the best things I've ever seen on TV.
Obviously.
It doesn't take away from that just because, you know, they didn't adapt to this game. Again, everyone is coming in with different expectations on them based on the character that they're known as or the persona that they're known as. So it's kind of different for everyone coming in, and, you know, it doesn't fare well for every kind of personality. So it doesn't take away from the great gameplay on Big Brother.
I mean, that's a good point. I don't really take away Dan's Big Brother game just because of the traitors. Absolutely. Just like, if anything, the person's not reputation. I don't know. Like someone like Suri, who won the traitors.
So
she's played Survivor 4 times, never won, was close a couple times. Then she goes and plays Big Brother and people are like, she gave, oh, I don't know, whatever. They're critical of her Big Brother game. I still think of all one. Overall, I think Suri is a masterful game player, regardless of what you think of any of her specific games. But two, you have to remember these people have to adapt to the different rules, the different parameters, and some will be good, like play to their strengths, and some won't. And this game, particular traitors, it doesn't always play to like the gamers sort of vibe. Like that's why you see some of the more like Bravo non-gamers like go far. And so I think we have to approach every game a little differently and not be so like judgmental because it's not easy.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, again, they don't care about like necessarily winning these challenges. So
no one cares about winning the challenge.
So having a strong player too, who's going to get you money and stuff, they're not thinking about that like they do in maybe Survivor where, you know, you want to win challenges. They're not thinking about stuff like that. And then, like you said, having Real Housewives who, you know, they don't probably know a lot about Survivor and stuff like that. They didn't even know who Wes or Rob was, probably.
No, they didn't.
You know, it changes things because it's personality. They still have opinions and they still have voices, but they they're able to look at Boston Rob like in a completely different way than anyone who's seen Boston Rob looks at him. So it just kind of changes things. So they have to adapt to that too. I think sometimes, you know, we underplay the housewives and stuff and
underestimate them for sure.
Yeah, in these, and you know, they play a huge role in the game, even if they're not the best at it always. They still play a huge role in the game and how it plays out.
That's such a good point, because it makes me think of like Big Brother recruits. Like, we're always like, we want, you know, super fans in there. And it's like, sometimes the super fans flame out. Sometimes the people that go furthest are the people that pick up the game as they go along and are really good at it. Like someone like Paul, who went into Big Brother and they didn't know like anything really about the show. Mm-hmm. And they played back-to-back seasons and got second place. And so, yeah, I think overall, you have to sort of look at it with a different lens sometimes. And I again, everyone knows this, but I try not to look at people like super, super critical, where it's like, this is it or the highway. Like, you have to have some nuance. You have to think about what were the circumstances these people were put in. And I know I went on a little bit of a tangent there, but let's bring it back. Before we get into the rest of the challenge, Brittany, your thoughts on Brittany real quick, because she also has sort of been breaking out in the last few episodes. And this is the Brittany we know from Big Brother.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Yeah, and I love Brittany. She is hilarious to watch. She's great TV. I think she always, for me, is kind of... I don't want to say, like, she always kind of like relies on other people a little bit, like her, I don't want to say anything. I literally
They're like the brigade, you're saying?
Yeah, but the brigade is a perfect example.
She's a good alliance member.
She's a really good alliance member, but that's sometimes what ends up being her downfall, right? Which the brigade obviously was, is that, you know, like, she's right now so loyal. I don't know, but from what I can see, she's friends with Danielle and she doesn't see that she's a traitor, even though we already talked about
it. But do you think she really doesn't see?
I don't know. That's the thing that they edit so well, because they don't want us to know if someone truly thinks, like, you know, did Derek know, you know, certain people were probably, because he's friends with some of these people. Same with Brittany. But I don't think that she knows Danielle is a traitor right now. Maybe in the future she will. So if that's the case, you know, that's kind of like, you know, I sometimes... which I get, because I would probably be like Brittany in the game, where she has her people, she's very loyal to them and she expects that loyalty back. And sometimes those people are betraying her, you know, not in a personal standpoint, but from a game standpoint. But I mean, I love her one-liner. She's so fun to watch. I'm glad that she's still in the show, because she's comedic relief.
Yeah, thank God.
Watching her in the Sandoval stuff is really funny. She's just hilarious. I've always been a big fan of hers, so.
Yeah, love Brittany. Speaking of the Sandoval, so that was the major point of this mission. No one cares about banking money. Couldn't even tell you how much money they banked, because, again, no one cares.
20,000 because of Sandoval.
Yeah,
I might be wrong. But.
Minimum. But the Sandoval of it all, listen, I don't like this guy as much as the next person. But if he was on a redemption tour, I think he's doing a good job. Because from what I see on social media, TikTok, people are like, you know, that Tom Sandoval guy, like, that was funny. And I don't know if people know this, but if you don't watch Vanderpump, he takes this shit really seriously. He considers himself like a musician. He has a band. He pays his band, and they're not like some guys he threw together. These are like legit musicians that he personally pays for studio time, for practice. Like, he wants to be a serious musician. So this was, like, as Brittany said, this was his shining moment, where he, like, literally with the Mariah Carey, like, holding your ear, like, looking about, you know, what are they called? Pitch. Am I on pitch? And so, you know what? You got to give it to him. He is the only reason they banked money, because no one was looking for that shit. They were looking for the shield.
Yeah.
Which is another thing. This, you know, everyone's just focused on the shield. And they're like, even Alan's like, guys, we got to be doing something here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, so do you think this gave Tom Sandoval like a little bit of a boost in terms of like his reputation?
Yeah. I mean, again,
you don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah. I've never seen an episode of, Vanderpump, but I did hear like the scandal stuff when it was everywhere, basically on Instagram and stuff. So I did know the story. And obviously I was like, this guy is complete trash, horrible person. I'm a girl's girl. I don't like it, but, I don't know that much about it. And yeah, he's good TV right now. I mean, it's fun to watch him. I saw something that was like, you know, Sandoval thinks that this is all real life. And it's really funny when you think about it like that. Like, I don't know if he knows that people aren't actually being murdered and banished. I think he thinks it's real, but it's really fun to watch him. It's redeeming. He's very endearing in this episode.
To an extent. We're not saying he's forgiven, but yes.
No. I mean, again, I called him trash like a minute ago, but
yeah.
I'm not saying he is.
And I believe people, you know, I believe in forgiveness. I don't think he's like, well, okay, I've seen all of Vanderpump, so I have like a different opinion. He is pretty crazy narcissist, but I do agree like this. You know, it's nice to see these endearing moments from him because he has it in him, but then he just needs to lean more on that and less of the bad guy. But this was great. And Brittany's confessionals.
Yeah.
I mean, she was just dragging him.
And when I say endearing too, like, I think I'm not even sure that Tom, like, he's not doing this on purpose to be endearing. Like, he's just taking this completely seriously. And it's just funny and amusing to watch, which makes it endearing because he is being serious. Like, I'm not saying that he's, you know, this cute, lovable character. I'm just saying, you know, it's really good TV and it's really entertaining. And Brittany is doing, you know, her best one-liners. And it was the funniest part of what unfortunately was maybe one of the more boring episodes.
Yeah.
But it was a good.
I think Boston Rob went on social media and was like yawning because he's like, what is this? And it's true. Like, again, I'm still having fun. I'm still watching it. But obviously, a lot of big players went out early. And so, you know, this happens in reality TV. We've all seen it. Like, some of our favorites, some of the big players go out early. And then it's kind of like the end game isn't that exciting. I do think Carolyn and Danielle still being in that turret together is exciting.
Yeah.
Brittany still being there, there's still that weird thing with Danielle. Like, yes, they're friends. Are they real friends? Like, I still think there's a lot to play out. Also, Dylan's in there.
We haven't talked about Dylan.
Yeah, let's talk about Dylan. I think, okay, this is the thing. I know people are saying he's Peter the Pilot or whatever they're saying.
Oh,
there's hints of it.
Yes.
And he is definitely the foil to a lot of the gamers because he is perceptive. He's not perfect, though. His reads are not perfect. He's still accusing Gabby.
Right.
Which, to me, Gabby, again, we know more information than him, so we can't judge. But I'm still confused about the Gabby thing. But I do think he has a lot of good qualities, and he comes off so faithful, though.
Right.
So faithful.
He's an obvious faithful. I think the difference, too, is I don't look into too much of this outside of the show, but I think he, at least not until the end of the season, because I don't want spoilers, I think he's a pretty big reality TV fan. So he
Survivor, for sure.
He also came in instantly knowing who Boston Rob was and things like that. So I think that changes it, too, because for us, he's like a normal like person coming in. I mean, not normal.
Normal-ish.
But, yeah. But, you know, I've never seen him before. So he's coming in, but he does have this history of knowing who some of these people are. So, I think I've never heard the comparison, but that makes sense to last season. And I think he's playing good. You know, I was impressed with the Bob the Drag Queen thing. And then, like you said, he's gone a little bit off course. I think he's, you know, kind of stuck on Brittany now. That being said, part of that was Derek, but also Brittany, I could see how they kind of think that too, because just the way that, you know, she's playing the game, not bad, not good, but, you know, she's someone who I'd be like, oh, maybe she is a traitor.
Mm.
So, I think, his reads, he's entertaining to watch. He's an obvious faithful. He kind of bounces around, I feel like, from who he's working with and who he's like, you know.
We don't see everything, but it seems like he has a working relationship with both Danielle and Carolyn, which makes sense why they didn't murder him. Because, yes, he's savvy. He's probably the savviest faithful.
Right.
I mean, all right, I'll give Sam a little bit of credit, I guess. There's like a few, and obviously Gabby, I love Gabby. So I'll give him a little bit of credit. But yeah, he's still, you know, he has hits and misses. But I really enjoy Dylan. And I think it's fun because we needed somebody other than Gabby. It's basically him and Gabby who are like kind of the ones that have a brain and can figure some stuff out.
But he did do a rogue vote, didn't he?
I don't like rogue votes. That's like Rob did not like that vote.
That's like the Dr. Will kind of mentality of like just doing whatever for the sake of whatever and chaos. And I don't like the rogue vote.
I don't think he was trying to do chaos. I thought he was trying to like be diplomatic.
Okay.
I don't necessarily like the rogue vote.
Because a rogue vote does matter.
Especially in this game.
So to say, oh, well, it's just whatever. No, that vote can matter. And it did in one of the episodes. Like there was like three rogue votes and it ended up mattering. So I don't like that. But no, I mean, I like Dylan. He's likable. He's entertaining. He's doing fairly well, I think. I think he's still here though, because he's friends with them. I think he probably would have been killed off sooner.
Well, that's the thing. Is he going to think at one point, wait, why am I still here?
And that's what tends to happen towards the end of these seasons. You know, you're like, why are my three friends still here? Like one of us is probably keeping the other two safe. So he might get to that point eventually. But we'll see. But
yeah. Okay. So whatever. The mission we talked about, it was Tom Sandoval's shining achievement, probably gonna be his audition tape for whatever next he does.
It was fun.
It was good. We go to the round table before the round table. I think it was pretty clear it was Ciara going the whole time. I don't know. They were trying to make it seem like it wasn't.
Yeah.
They want to close, and Sam brought this up. They want to close that coffin theory, which I understand. It's kind of like how they wanted to, you know, the cage boy theory. It's like eventually you're gonna get one of them because it was one of them.
Right.
The coffin obviously wasn't one of them, but the likelihood it was is fairly high because usually someone will throw a traitor in there.
Right.
So I get the move for Ciara. I want to talk a little bit about Ciara's game. I know you don't watch Summer House. I'm a huge fan of her on Summer House. I think she's one of those people that she won't fight unless she really like stand by something. And so she was actually more outspoken than I expected her to be. She was really not about Brittany.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because I feel like they would get along really well outside of this. No, I really like Ciara. I think
her reads were not good though.
No, but she's entertaining for me. I like that she's herself. She even said at the round table, like, you think I'm gonna do something because someone else told me, like, you don't know me, like something of that capacity.
She's her own woman.
You know,
The
F-bombs here and there, like it's kind of like unexpected from her because I don't know her and she just seems like this very, you know, I don't know, posh girl, and maybe she's not like that at all.
But she could be both. She's like a model, but she also is a nurse and she grew up in this stuff. I don't know. She's like a multifaceted
woman. She's awesome. I've enjoyed watching her. She went out kind of in a great way. Like I like that she stuck up for herself.
Yeah.
I wish there was something else like at the round table. I don't think they were throwing too many names out there. They were set on that theory. And that's the thing is the traitors is still early in its season. So when you have stuff like Survivor that's been going on, you know, you're like, okay, well, sometimes they're in the coffin, sometimes they're not. Like we just had a UK, one of the seasons where it was all females. It was three females. And it's like, sometimes it's all males, sometimes it's not. We just haven't seen that yet because it's only the third season.
Yep.
So later on in the seasons, you know, that stuff isn't going to matter as much. But when you haven't, you know, when we kind of see the traitors do, they haven't like put themselves in the coffin or, you know, whatever to each season. It is understandable. You know, sometimes you...
All the information you get. Like, you have nothing else to go off of other than a little bit of the metagame.
Yeah.
Like, who would Alan pick?
Right.
Would he pick three women? Right. Would he pick three men? Would he pick two survivors? Like, that's all I would be thinking about, especially if you can't tell based on people's behavior. If everyone's acting the same and you have... I wouldn't be like, oh, did you cough? Oh, that means you're a traitor. Oh, did you not raise your wine glass? That means you're a traitor. Like,
no, I mean, Sandoval said the cheating thing and he's not a traitor. Which,
can we talk about
that?
What was going on?
I don't know. That was great though.
I, uh,
I just love how they didn't even let him finish his sentence and they all jumped on him. That was hilarious. But no, I think Dylan said it, something at the end of this episode of like, well, we didn't have anything else to go on. And yeah. He's like, well, that sucks though, because we don't have to just do something. Like we can, you know, talk it out more, or, you know, that sucks that that's the reason that she went home a faithful, because sometimes you're kind of accepting that you're sending home a faithful, but you're like, well, they're a bad faithful. Or in Sierra's case, well, you're probably a faithful, but at least then we can stop talking about this, the coffin theory. And so he kind of said like, yeah, but that's a bad reason. And it stinks, but sometimes that's what it comes down to. I do like that Sam, I think it was Sam, went back to, hey, Carolyn, why were you so mad at Danielle? You know, like
that is going to come up, I think. Yeah. Something that was weird. If you're watching those two, especially Danielle, you got to be like, obviously a lot of things happen and it's hard to like make sense of it all. But them coming at each other at a round table that wasn't about them. It was about Rob and Wes and Derek.
There were two other people, yeah.
Some, I don't know. That's got to look suspicious.
But that's why, to me, when he's like, we got to close the coffin theory, it's like, there are other theories there. You're, you know, you kind of let them, they get glossed over one episode or two episodes. Maybe they come back and we don't see everything. Obviously, the round table is probably hours long and we see 15 minutes. But yeah, it's like there are definitely other things other than the coffin theory if they really sat down and thought about stuff. And that to me is like a classic. I mean, Carolyn is just blatantly going for somebody, which is a little bit out of character for her. Mm-hmm. And there were two other people already on the table. And I feel like that's got to come back up at some point. And I think Sam is kind of becoming more vocal now that some of the big players are gone. Now that Jeremy and Tony are gone, we're seeing him talk a little bit more.
I feel like Sam's going to be murdered at some point because he speaks up and sometimes he's right. And I think, he will be he won't be a banishment, in my opinion.
Danielle didn't like what he said about, oh, the shoes he was wearing. And, you know, that was actually quite clever.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
One, I know Sam's getting a lot of credit for this, and I think it's deserved. I think that was very astute, and I think people should be doing more of this.
Absolutely.
Carolyn, like, again, this is editing. They could have edited it to make her look like, she fucked up.
Oh, I'm sure that was it.
But she recovered well, because that was a make or break moment. If she didn't answer that properly, full on sus toward Carolyn. And that was, I got to give Sam props. Like, maybe it was simple enough. We all should have thought about that. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But going forward on future seasons, that's going to be a thing. 1,000%. I think that changed the game a little bit. And so I'll give Sam his props.
Yeah, I think like saying like, hey, what exactly happened is a really good point. That's something I would be doing. It's kind of like taking like the lawyer, like you're literally listening to every single thing and every word. And, you know, you're trying to catch someone in a lie, basically. I think this game is so like finicky, because even when Carolyn looked like she was in trouble, all it took was Gabby kind of saying like, well, you didn't fully pass that, but I guess you passed it or something of that. Like all it takes is something like that to everyone be like, oh yeah, that's just, you know, Carolyn. And that was fine. And I don't know, it might come up again.
But
It could have been worse, but then again, Sandoval kind of brushed over it.
I mean, Sandoval did a lot of work for her, but that was good recovery, especially when Gabby's like, I think you've had like, Gabby's a big voice. It's good to have her sort of support.
She's an obvious faithful.
Do I think this is going to come up again? Maybe
for Sam, it probably will, because he's still bringing up the coffin. He still brought up, why are you mad at Danielle? Right. Why were you mad at Danielle? I think Sam will bring it up again.
Unless he's murdered at some point.
Yeah. So he's someone who I'm like, why aren't you? So we should probably talk about the end of it.
No, 100%. So we're in the turret and they have a choice. They either recruit or murder. My immediate reaction was murder. You do not need one of you. And they know this. You bring in someone else in the turret. Danielle's pushing for Brittany or Gabby. One, Danielle's only choice should be Brittany, because you bring in Gabby, yes, you could be friends with her, but she could easily turn on you, where Brittany, I don't think would. Again, I could be wrong, but eating my words later. But I think Brittany's a sure thing. But I also understand why Carolyn's like, F that. So to me, they're never going to be on the same page. You got to murder someone. I don't think it's beneficial to bring someone in right now. What are your thoughts and what do you think they're going to do?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
So yeah, it's exactly that. If you're a trader with somebody, and say it's Brittany and Danielle as the traders, oh, you're bringing someone in and you're throwing them under the bus and getting them killed. But when you have two traders who don't agree on anything, and every single episode, every vote, everything, they've been at odds, bringing someone in is not good for either of their game. It's too risky for either of them. I mean, again, unless it was Brittany and Danielle, but I don't think Carolyn will ever allow that, and she shouldn't.
And
I think it's a little insulting that Danielle, again, continues to ask for trust from Carolyn, but then continues to bring stuff like this up. Like, you know, you wouldn't tell her immediately who had the shield, and now you're going to ask to recruit Brittany. I would be like, my trust with you, it was already done. It's even more done now. Mm. So I don't even think Danielle should be bringing this up. She should be focusing on her relationship with Carolyn a little bit. But yeah, you don't recruit somebody unless you two are solid, and that's someone you're going to throw under the bus, and they are so not solid. So I think the goal, the move is to murder.
Yeah. Who, I mean, at this point, just anyone.
Nobody has a shield, right? Because the shield is gone. Yep. Sierra left. I mean, you know, Carolyn's really close with Dylan, and so I don't think either of them are going to want to get rid of Dylan. They both feel close to him. I don't think Carolyn's going to convince her to get rid of Brittany. Gabby and Carolyn are also pretty close. I think like Sam is kind of...
Sam Ivar.
Ivar is just...
irrelevant.
This is the first time I said his name.
True. Who else is still in there? Oh, Dolores.
Dolores.
Which also is kind of a waste of a kill right now. Although she at least has a voice. Ivar doesn't say anything.
For how little people are left, it's and how many are like seem like obvious faithfuls, you would think that they would be able to find the traitors.
You're right.
Every name that we're saying, they're like, they're an obvious faithful.
Good point.
But no, I think probably Sam is going to be the move.
Sam's got to be the move.
He's kind of saying things that is going after both of them. He's obviously intelligent, taking it in. So yeah, I would be surprised if they recruited. I don't think it's the right time. They need to focus on themselves.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, yeah, I mean, I just, they're friends with so many people that I don't see them. But again, like you said, eventually, and like we've seen in other seasons, eventually you're sitting there with your two friends and you're like, why am I still here? Someone here is a traitor. And
I think Dylan's going to figure that out.
Yeah. And that's when the faithfuls win and they figure it out, because they're like, why? Or when they get them out at the last second, because they're like, why am I still here? I shouldn't still be here. And Dylan should definitely feel that way. Dylan should definitely be saying, why am I still here?
Yeah. Because he's so obviously a faithful.
So I think Sam is the move. Sandoval. We keep forgetting Tom. There's no reason. There's no reason to kill him right now. You know, for my own sake, I want some more entertainment. But who else are we missing?
Probably someone, but those are the people that I thought about.
We talked about Brittany and Gabby and Dolores and... Yeah, so I think Sam is the move. And if they do Sam, I think Carolyn has a pretty good chance of going far in this game. I think she's playing the best game right now and from either side. And, you know, we're a little bit more harsh on the faithfuls, because if you say one wrong name, it's like, oh, you're off course. Well, in reality, at some point, you're going to say everyone's name. You should be. That's the point. That's your job.
Yep.
So it's a little harder, but I think she's a really good trader and she's doing a really good job. So,
yep. It's just a matter of, can Danielle and Carolyn get to the end together? And that's where I worry.
I don't see that happening, but we'll see.
We'll see. And really quickly, the brief exchange that you brought up about asking like who got the shield, and Danielle's like, I'll tell you later.
That was
I get it. I didn't understand why she didn't just say it, but it was even worse to me that she was like, I'll tell you in the turret. Like, you should never say the word turret,
right? You should never say the word turret.
Just in case.
It gives a few things. It gives, like, why won't you just tell me right now? Also, do you need, like, a minute to figure out the lie you're going to tell me later? Like, what's the reason? Because if I want to look you in the eye and you tell me right away, anything other than that is, I'm not going to believe what you're saying. And you've been trying to win back my trust. You do that, and now you're asking me to recruit Brittany. No. I don't trust you.
Good point.
And I love Danielle. So
yes,
I do love her.
But. Yes. Okay. Well, I feel like we covered everything. How do you think the season's going to go? Is a traitor or Faithful going to win?
I think Carolyn is.
Carolyn's here.
She's playing such a good game that I really think she has a shot to win as a traitor. I really do. If Danielle goes, which I think she probably will at some point, and then she's able to maybe recruit the right person, maybe she doesn't need to, then I think if she could recruit the right person, get that person out at the last second, convince them that that was the final traitor, and then be there at the
end. Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone would.
That's her move, and I think she can do it. But, you know, she's emotional like I am. I'm not saying that in a bad way. She's a good emotional, but that might be her one downfall. But we'll just have to see, because she does want to be faithful, and she does seem like she wants to play, you know, a game where
she wants an ally. I feel like she has no voice.
She's not trying to play a whore, like a mean game or anything.
Right.
So that might be her one downfall, but I hope that's not the case. I think if she does what I said, like that, which we've seen before, that will be her way to win. And I think has a good shot at it right now.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I think I'm interested to see how it plays out. Again, this wasn't the most exciting episode, but, you know, I'm still having fun watching. And yeah, any other thoughts on this episode? Any hopes for the next episode? I do think it's kind of like they're going to be able to recruit again if they don't this time, right? Like,
yeah, well, actually, some of the seasons, if you're at one, they make you recruit, which is interesting.
Oh, do they?
It might not be in the US one, but in the other ones. So we'll just have to see. That's another thing with this game. The rules kind of are fluid and it depends. So you never really know what the rule is going to be. Another thing I think they need to work out, but no, this was my first time doing anything like this. So be nice.
Be nice. No, you have great takes, things I would never think about. And also, like you said, you're not super well versed on like what people are saying in exit interviews and what they're tweeting and all this nonsense. And so coming at it from a quote unquote casual perspective, but also knowing a lot of these players, I think your perspective is super interesting. And a lot of it is probably right. I mean, again, we'll see what happens. Okay. But
I'm rooting for Carolyn though.
I mean,
yeah.
The fact that she skirted that question this episode is impressive.
And we get to see Parvati and Kate next episode.
Oh, yes.
So I'm excited.
You're a Below Deck fan, so you like Kate.
I'm excited.
Real quick, any thoughts on Deal or No Deal Island before we go? Dr. Will, because you are a Dr. Will fan.
Oh, I love Dr. Will. I mean, he's great television, but he's exactly the same chaotic, and I would never want to play with him.
No.
So I think Parvati is a very intelligent person, and she already knows that, and she's probably going to work to get him out because she knows she can't play with him. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, I love Dr. Will for the entertainment, but the chaos would be too much for me.
For an actual player, yeah.
Yeah, but he's great. I love him.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, thank you for joining me. This is our first podcast as sisters doing this together. How do you feel?
Yeah, nervous.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes well. Okay,
bye. Trust me. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Tune in. I will be talking to Sierra this week. I don't know if I'm going to be talking to Chriselle. I'll let you know if I do. Like, I think everyone has said this, but they've been a little, like, not weird with exit interviews, but, like, you got to ask for certain people, and then you're not sure if you're going to get them. And so I definitely ask for most people. I asked for Chriselle. We'll see. But I'm definitely talking to Sierra. And yeah, I'll be back next week with another recap of The Traitor. So thank you for tuning in.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, Why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.